It's a meditation in Krakow, 1937. Time is October 20th. The bark of my life sails along amid darkness and shadows of night, and I see no shore. I'm sailing the high seas. The slightest storm would drown me, engulfing my boat in its swirling depths. If you yourself did not watch over me, O Lord, at each instant and moment of my life, amid the roaring waves, I sail peacefully, trustingly, and gaze like a child into the distance without fear, because you, O Lord, are my light. Dread and terror is all about me, but within my soul is peace, more profound than the depths of the sea. For he who is with me, if you, O Lord, will not perish. Of this your love assures me, O God. Though a host of dangers surround me, none of them do I fear, for I fix my gaze on the starry sky, and I sail on bravely and merrily, and becomes a pure heart. And if the ship of my life sails so peacefully, this is due to but one thing above all. You are my helmsman, O God. This I confess with utmost humility. Oh my God, I love you. Sister Faustina of the Blessed Sacrament, Krakow, October 20th, 1937. I bow down before you, O Bread of Angel, with deep faith, hope, and love. And from the depths of my soul, I worship you, though I am but nothingness. I bow down before you, O hidden God, and love you with all my heart. The veils of mystery hinder me not at all. I love you as do your chosen ones in heaven. I bow down before you, O Lamb of God, who take away the sins of my soul, whom I receive into my heart each morning, you who are my saving help. Krakow, October 20th, 1937. The fifth notebook. Oh my God, let everything that is in me praise you, my Lord and Creator. And with every bit of my heart, I want to praise your unfathomable mercy. I want to tell souls of your goodness and encourage them to trust in your mercy. That is my mission, which you yourself has entrusted to me, O Lord, in this life and the life to come. We are beginning the 8-day retreat today. Jesus, my Master, helped me to make these holy retreat exercises with the greatest fervor possible. May your Spirit guide me, O God, into the most profound depths of knowledge of yourself and of my own self as well. For I shall love you only as much as I shall come to know you, and I shall despise myself only as much as I shall come to know my mystery. I know not that you will not refuse me your help. I decide to come out of this retreat a saint, even though human eyes will not notice this, but even those of the superiors. I abandon myself entirely to the action of your grace. that your will be accomplished entirely in me, O Lord. First day, Jesus says, my daughter, this retreat will be an uninterrupted contemplation. I will bring you into this retreat as into a spiritual banquet. Close to my merciful heart, you will meditate upon all the graces your heart has received, and a deep peace will accompany your soul. I want the eyes of your soul to be always fixed on my holy will, since it is in this way that you will please me most. Those sacrifices can be compared to this. Through all the exercises, you will remain close to my heart. You shall not undertake any reforms, because I will dispose of your whole life as I see fit. The priest who will preach the retreat will not speak a single word which will trouble you. A word. By Jesus, I have already made two meditations, and I recognize through them that everything you have said is true. I'm experiencing a profound peace, and this peace flows from the witness of my conscience. That is to say, that I'm always doing your will, O Lord. In the meditation of the goal of man, I understood that this truth is deeply rooted in my soul, and that my deeds are therefore the more perfect. I know why I was created. All creatures taken together cannot take the place for me, O my God, Creator. I know that God is my ultimate goal, and so in whatever I undertake, I take God into account. Oh, how good it is to spend a retreat close to the most sweet heart of my God. I am in the wilderness with my beloved. No one interrupts my sweet conversation with him. Jesus, you yourself have dined to lay the foundations of my sanity, as my cooperation has not amounted to much. You have taught me to set no store on the use and choice of created things, because my heart is of itself so weak. And this is why I have asked of you, O my Master, to take no heed of the pain of my heart, but cut away whatever might hold me back from the path of love. I did not understand you, Lord, in times of sorrow. When you were suffering, you worked in my soul. I did not understand you, Lord, in the times of sorrow. When you were effecting your work in my soul. But today I understand you and rejoice in my freedom of spirit. Jesus himself has seen to it that my heart has not been caught in the snares of any passion. I've come to know well from what dangers he has delivered me, and therefore my gratitude to my God holds no bounds. Second day, as I was meditating on the sin of the angels and the immediate punishment, I asked Jesus why the angels had been punished as soon as they had sinned. I heard a voice. Because of their profound knowledge of God, no person on earth, even though a great saint, has such knowledge of God as an angel has. Nevertheless, to me, who am so miserable, you have shown your mercy, O God, and this time and time again. You carry me in the bosom of your mercy and forgive me every time that I ask your forgiveness with a contrite heart. Profound silence engulfs my soul. Not a single cloud hides the sun from me. I lay myself entirely open to the rays, to its rays, that its love may effect a complete transformation in me. I want to come out of this retreat a saint. And this, in spite of everything, that is to say, in spirit, in spite of my righteousness, I want to become a saint, and I trust that God's mercy can make a saint even out of such misery as I am, because I'm utterly in good will. In spite of all my defeats, I want to go to fighting like a holy soul and to comfort myself like a holy soul. I will not be discouraged by anything, just as nothing can discourage a soul who is holy. I want to live and die like a holy soul, with my eyes fixed on you, Jesus, stretched out on the cross as a model of my action. I used to look around me for examples and found nothing which sufficed, and noticed that my state of holiness seems to falter. But from now on, my eyes are fixed on you, O Christ, who are for me the best of guides. I am confident that you will bless my efforts. In a meditation on sin, the Lord gave me to know all the malice of sin and the ingratitude that is contained in it. I feel within my soul a great aversion for even the smallest sin. However, the eternal truth I have been meditating on do not bring even a shadow of disturbance or unrest into my soul. And although I take them very much to heart, my contemplation is not thereby interrupted. In this contemplation, it is not transports of the heart that I experience, but a depth of peace and a wonderful silence. Although my love is great, I experience an extraordinary equilibrium. Even receiving Eucharist causes no feeling, but brings me to a deep depth of my union, where my soul, my love, and God's love are fused together as one. Your love and love Christ, this mutual love, fused. When we receive the Holy Communion, just allow it be fused into the love of Christ. There's no more than you live, but Christ lives in us. Jesus has made known to me that I should pray for the sisters who are making the retreat. During prayer, I learned of the struggle that some are undergoing, and I redoubled my prayers. In this profound silence, I'm better able to judge the condition of my soul. My soul is like clear water in which I can see everything, both my misery and the wasteness, a vastness of God's graces. And owing to this true knowledge of itself, my spirit is strengthened in deep humility. I expose my heart to the action of your grace, like crystal exposed to the rays of the sun. May your image be reflected in it, O my God, to the extent that it is possible to be reflected in the heart of a creature. God's love through a soul, like crystal, transparent. Only the rays of the Lord, the grace of God, nothing of ourselves. Pure crystal, only transmit the light. You didn't keep the light. So Sister Faustina, take all these gifts, not for herself, for all of us. That's why she wrote down everything, that we can go into his soul, her soul, so that we can live some way in this way, complete, dependent, trust in the Lord. Let the divinity radiate through me, O you who dwelt in my soul. So it's no more, wherever you live, it transmits the love of God for others, not for yourself. As I was praying before the Blessed Sacrament and greeting the five wounds of Jesus, at each salutation, I felt a torrent of graces gushing into my soul, giving me a foretaste of heaven and absolute confidence in God's mercy. With simplicity. As I write these words, I hear the cry of Satan. She's writing everything. She's writing everything. And because of this, we are losing so much. Do not write about the goodness of God. He is just. And howling with fury, he vanished. The devil is attacking. So at times we can, when we want to be close to the Lord, it's always the attack. Don't be afraid. Stay tuned to the Lord. Stay tuned. It's really, the more you're close to the Lord, the more attacks we have. So that means we have to trust more. You know, that's why Faustina said, why the devil, the evil spirit, the angel, before it was angel, no? Why they were punished at once into hell. And we human beings have the chances to repent because we don't know God very much. So thank the Lord. But now we know better. Through Jesus, we know better God, no? So we can be half angel. So more be careful. Once we say no, half done. If really you as angels know the God, and then you still say no to God, you choose the way. The angels, they choose against God completely. No return, they are proud. That's the way. They want to be God themselves. At times we do the same. We don't want Him. We want to be master of ourselves. Same way. Not much difference. Jesus knows us through Faustina. He admonishes us. We have to be always careful. O merciful God, you do not despise us, but lavish your graces on us continuously. You make us fit to enter your kingdom, and in your goodness, you grant that human beings may fill the places vacated by the ungrateful angels. So we take the place of the fallen angels. You can see so many angels fall down into hell. And they want a companionship, human beings. They're envious of us. They try all their best to get away from the Lord. O God of great mercy, who turned your secret gaze away from the rebellious angels and turned it upon contrite men. Praise and glory be to your unfathomable mercy, O God, who do not despise the lowly heart. So we should give thanks that we are saved, but also to. My Jesus, despite these graces which you sent upon me, I feel that my nature, a noble thought it be, is not completely stilled. And so I keep a constant watch. I must struggle with many faults, knowing well that it is not the struggle which debases one, but cowardice and failure. When one's health is poor, there is much one has to bear. For when one is ill, but not in bed, one is not considered to be ill. For many reasons, therefore, there are constant occasions for sacrifices, and sometimes big ones. I understand now that only in eternity will many things be revealed. But I also understand that if God demands a sacrifice, He does not withhold His grace, but gives it to the soul in abundance. I think she's explaining herself. At times she can get out of her bed. She looked good. So maybe the sister's taking, you know, complaining. She's complaining why she doesn't work. But as you go to take the place, why you take your breakfast? You know, they're complaining. Man. In the past, you can show she's writing something. Still, only Jesus will know how much I suffer. She suffered. She cannot get out of bed. But that doesn't mean she can walk much. And then the sister, why don't you do it? Why don't you go? Why don't you go down? You know, in the past, many times the passages reviewing how the sisters are treating her. You know, she is a perfect person. My Jesus, let my sacrifice burn before your throne in all silence, but with full force of love, as I beg you to have mercy on souls. She offered this for the sisters. Third day, in the meditation on death, I prepared myself as if for real death. I examined my conscience and shut all to my affairs at the approach of death. And thanks be to grace, my affairs were directed toward the ultimate goal. This filled my heart with great gratitude to God, and I resolved to serve my God even more faithfully in the future. One thing alone is necessary: to put my old self to death and to begin a new life. The word of St. Paul, let us take away the old dress and put on the new dress. In the morning, I prepare to receive Holy Communion as if it were to be the last in my life. And after Holy Communion, I brought before my imagination my actual death. And I said the prayer of the dying, and then the profundis for my own soul. My body was lowered into the grave. And I said to my soul, see what has become of your body, a heap of dirt teeming with vermin. That is your inheritance. O merciful God, who still allow me to live, give me strength that I may live a new life, the life of the Spirit, over which death has no dominion. And with that, my heart was renewed, and I began a new life while still here on earth, a life of love of God. Nevertheless, I do not forget that I am weakness itself. Though I do not doubt even for a moment that I will attain the help of your grace, O God. Fourth day. O Jesus, I have been feeling extraordinarily well, close to my heart, during this retreat. Nothing disturbs the depths of my peace. With one eye, I gaze on the abyss of my misery, and with the other, on the abyss of your mercy. During Holy Mass, which was celebrated by Father Andres, I saw the infant Jesus, who with hands outstretched towards us, was sitting in a chalice being used at the Holy Mass. After gazing at me penetratingly, he spoke these words: as you see me in this chalice, so I dwell in your heart. Holy Confession. After giving an account of my conscience, I was given the permission I asked for to wear the bracelet for half an hour every day during Holy Mass, and in times of difficulty, to wait about for 2 hours. Father says, Sister, persevere in this great faithfulness to the Lord Jesus. Fifth day. When I entered the chapel this morning, I learned that Mother Superior had some trouble on my account. This hurt me very much. After Holy Communion, I leaned my head on the most sacred heart of Jesus and said, Oh my God, I beg you that all the consolation that I am experiencing through your presence in my heart be poured out into the souls of my dear Mother Superior, who has had some trouble because of me, and this involuntarily on my part. Jesus comforted me, seeing that both our souls had benefited from this. But I begged the Lord to deign to spare me from being the occasion of anyone suffering, as my heart could not bear this. O White Horse, you preserved my soul in whiteness. I fear the day when I might forsake you. You are the bread of angels, and thus also the bread of virgins. Jesus, my most perfect model, with my eye fixed on you, I will go through life in your footsteps, adapting nature to grace, according to your most holy will, and to light will illuminate my soul, trusting completely in your help. Charge of inner control, particular examine unity with the merciful Christ. Because I am united to Jesus, I must be faithful always and everywhere. I must be interiorly united with the Lord, more exteriorly observing fidelity to the rule, particular that of silence. When I hesitate on how to act in some situations, I always ask love. It advises best. After the Holy Spirit to give you the light. Follow that examination, how many times she not silence, unsilence, but this is not necessary to read. Sixth day. Oh my God, I'm ready to accept your will in every detail, whatever it may be. However you may direct me, I will bless you. Whatever you ask of me, I will do with the help of your grace. Whatever your holy will regarding me might be, I accept it with my whole heart and soul, taking no account of my corrupt nature tells me. Once when I was passing by a group of people, I asked the Lord if they were all in a state of grace, because I did not feel his sufferings. Word of Jesus. Because you do not feel my sufferings, it does not follow that they must all be in a state of grace. At times, I allow you to be aware of the condition of certain souls, and I give you the grace of suffering solely because I use you as an instrument of their conversion. So sometimes she pass by somebody, she some pain, that means she need to do sacrifice for that person. Now she said that she found a bunch of people around her, and she asking as if all are in grace. Jesus said, not necessarily. It doesn't mean you don't feel pain, and then it doesn't mean they are all right. So in some particular souls that she's asked to pray for. Where there is a genuine virtue, there must be sacrifice as well. If you practice one virtue, there's always some sacrifice to do. One's whole life must be sacrificed. It's only by means of sacrifice that souls can become useful. It is my self-sacrifice which, in my relationship with my neighbor, can give glory to God. But God's love must flow through this sacrifice, because everything is concentrated in this love and takes its value from it. That means to say, you're united with the Lord and prayerful, very fervent, but with the love of your neighbor, about whom you're not direct love in the Lord, and you cannot say you are perfect. The condition is you have to full unity with all people, full, no exception. You may say, I love so many, only one or this one, it's a problem. No, but problem. You don't have a good heart. You did not sacrifice. So you cannot get to virtue. All virtues comes from sacrifice. So you can understand why so many times you have those so painful people shouting at you, pointing at you, and sometimes you don't understand. This is sacrifice. If you practice, you are the crystal. The love got through you. But you complain that you are not crystal. God, that's a stone. You need to be crystals, completely in love, forgiving, and sacrifice. All virtues come from sacrifice, no exception. It's beautiful, huh? Understand, you are at peace now. Why this? Why people always shout at me? Thank the Lord. But when you show back, you lose your frequency. Jesus can't come to you because you don't have a good heart. Why are you doing? Many times we ask why. You know, Jesus same experience, of course. He asks, why, Father, you have forsaken me on the cross? Jesus says, why? The utmost. Words of Jesus. Bear in mind that when you come out of this retreat, I shall be dealing with you as with a perfect soul. I want to hold you in my hand as a pliant tool, perfectly adapted to the complete completion of my works. O Lord, you who penetrates my whole being in the most secret depths of my soul, you see that I desire you alone and long only for the fulfillment of your holy will, paying no heed to the difficulties or sufferings or humiliations or what others might think. Word of Jesus. This firm resolution to become a saint is extremely pleasing to me. I bless your efforts and will give you opportunities to sanctify yourself. You see, opportunity to sanctify yourself doesn't mean you have no hardship. Chance is a hardship. Let her do sacrifices. Be watchful that you lose no opportunity that my providence offers you for sanctification. If you do not succeed in taking advantage of an opportunity, don't lose your peace, but humble yourself profoundly before me, and with great trust, immerse yourself completely in my mercy. And this way, you gain more than you have lost, because more favor is granted to a humble soul than the soul itself asks for. So, Jesus will give opportunity for her to practice. Sometimes she fails, no? Rewarded. I want her. She's still human, no? We are human. At times, failure. Jesus said, I will give opportunity to be a saint. That means you have to carry a cross. Sacrifice. No sacrifice, no sainthood. Wow. It sounds very hard. for our life. But that's the life of Jesus. If you share the life of Jesus, you are not Lord, you live for Jesus, live in you. You pain. You feel your pain. But that's, you pay this, you pay for that your heart be more pure. Purity. Purify. Purity not just mean you don't, you don't get any sin against sins. Purity means purified your human being, our being. Intentions, thinking. Just be happy because Christ loves us. I think Jesus, we have to ask a special grace to Jesus that we really follow our sister Faustina, her spirit, her spirituality of a humble servant, nothing else. She's a servant. She just work in the kitchen she doesn't work hard. No. Because she's not a learned person, so she cannot give him the task of teaching. She's just at the doorway. Simple things. But that's be her companion, Sister Faustina. She said she is. She will be. Not that time she said will be the secretary of the divine mercy of Jesus. So I think today Faustina hears us, our hearts yearning for this special grace. They want to be a saint. And Sister Faustina, though, I know, but do you hear what I'm saying? Follow the words. Even these words, although it's not a scripture, but if it is this from the Spirit, Holy Spirit, from Jesus, it's the same value. Keep us trustful in the mercy of God. So even though just her simple diary, it comes from the Holy Spirit, no? Of course, the church also foresee it and, you know, authorize it to be published. That means to say, this is our light. And also, this is only can see all the sharing. It's just one compression with the Holy Scripture. Nothing else. Only we miss the point. Okay, let us pray.